Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, hopefully the half point of your work week on the 17th day in April of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your day. We're going to start in the Netherlands, where a chip maker known as Nexperia appears to have been the victim of ransomware. Ransomware group Dark Angel claimed on their data leak site on the 10th of April that they had stolen data and that presumably there would be a ransom. Now, when pressed to address the issue, Nexperia said that they did confirm that there was an attack in March, that they were working with authorities and they were seeking to resolve this situation. It's unclear if the resolution would include paying Dark Angel or if there is any kind of resolution. It's unclear at this point exactly what the impact to the chip maker at this time is or was, but it looks like at a minimum, Dark Angel has some sort of data that they are ransoming against Nexperia to get paid, which could include anything from contracts to technical specifications to employee data to customer data. So keep your ear open if you work for, with, or have worked for Nexperia, because data could be in the hands of criminals. We're going to move from one ransomware group to another. This one, 8Base, which is a cybercrime group that targets a variety of industries, claimed just this week on the 15th of April that they had stolen data from an organization known as Atlantic Fisheries. Atlantic Fisheries is a quasi-government, it was directed to be established by the government, organization dedicated to ensuring that Atlantic Coast fisheries operate smoothly, effectively. Atlantic Fisheries did say that their email is down. They had to put a new email address up for communications. So it appears that this attack from 8Base, who conducts ransomware, targeted email at some point and stolen data includes invoices, personal data, and contracts, which 8Base says they will leak if they are not paid. Speaking of getting paid, numbers of T-Mobile and Verizon employees got an offer at a $300 payday. Criminals allegedly gained access to some sort of employee directory that included phone numbers, and started calling employees at T-Mobile and Verizon, well, not calling, texting, saying that they were looking for SIM swap services and they were willing to pay the employees $300 per SIM swap done, that they could reply to the text or, in some cases, reply via Telegram so that the criminals could pursue that avenue further. Now, what's interesting here is that SIM swapping is really bad because it allows threat actors to gain access to phone numbers, which could include yours, by swapping the SIM card associated with a number related to your phone known as an EMSI. And that would allow them to intercept SMS or multi-factor authentication codes that get texted. So we see security product or processes, in this case, getting that extra code. You would think no one else can get into this account because no one has my phone. But by using SIM swapping, the criminals effectively do have your phone. So it's unclear exactly where the criminals got the employee directory from. Initially, it was believed this only impacted T-Mobile employees, but Verizon employees did subsequently report that they received these same types of offers. And what this means is that all of these employees now become insider threats to Verizon, to T-Mobile, and could impact your security on anything that you use security services to secure. So you need to be aware that criminals are aware of the security you're using, and in this case, they're working fairly diligently to circumvent those controls. We're going to end today with the United States Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. The FTC has fined an organization $7 million U.S. dollars. The organization is called Cerebral, And Cerebral is a mental telehealth company offering a variety of services to help people remotely with their mental health issues. Now, what's really interesting here is that the allegations against Cerebral are really bad. The first thing is, since 2019, because of the way that marketing works on the back end of websites and advertising, data, including your name, medical prescription histories, phone number, birthday, demographic, and other data, were allegedly available to organizations such as Snapchat, TikTok, etc., leaking your sensitive health information. Even worse, the company sent out postcards with your conditions printed on them, not in envelopes, meaning that anyone who could look up a phrase or a term and saw your postcard would know what you may or may not be suffering from, which should be private information. Additionally, the FTC says that Cerebral failed to make clear what they do with your data, burying it in, quote, dense privacy, accept this to continue agreements, which is true, and failed to honor easy cancellation policies. All of this goes to show that in a world where we get online for everything, where our doctors, in this case, are remote, our banking is all remote, it is critical that people that we trust to do business with have adequate cybersecurity practices, data security practices. Otherwise, we can't trust them. And even if we do, we could end up with everyone knowing everything about us, even if we have a thought that medical information, for example, should be private. So bottom line here is be very careful where you do business. Understand that some companies are better at data security than others, and that details you share online can absolutely be made public, even if it's not malicious, as in this case, but simply an oversight of your data. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Until tomorrow, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a professor, Professor Zhizhen Chang. Zhizhen's getting a sincere Tip of the Cap because he was the winner of this year's American Chemical Society Division of Analytical Chemistry Spectrochemical Analysis Award. Chang and his research team invented a vibrational photothermal microscope, which enables a high-resolution image of chemical bonding at micromolar detection sensitivity. And that is amazing because it has been commercialized and used in hundreds of labs around the world, leading to better research, more accurate measurement, and the furtherment of science for all. So to you, Professor Zhizhen Chang, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on sciencing.